यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस इस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीडी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय पतित पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री गौर निताय की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 27 उत्सिश्रुक्षोर्धातुमलं निरभिद्यत्त वैगुदं ततः पयुस्ततो मित्र उत्सर्ग उभयाश्रयः ఉత్సిసృక్షోర్ధాతుము మలం నిరభిద్యత్త వైగుదం తతః పయుస్తతో మిత్ర ఉత్సర్గ ఉభయాశ్రయః ఉత్సిసృక్షోర్ధాతుమలం నిరభిద్యత వైగుదం తతః పయుస్తతో మిత్ర ఉత్సర్గ ఉభయాశ్రయః ఉత్సిక్షోధాతుమలం నిర్విద్యేత వాగ్దం తాపాయుస్తతో మిత్ర ఉత్సర్గ ఉభయాశ్రయః ఉత్సిసృక్షోర్ధాతుమలం నిరభిద్యేత వైగుదం తతః పయుస్తతో మిత్ర ఉత్సర్గ ఉభయాశ్రయః ఉత్సిసృక్షోర్ధాతుమలం నిరభిద్యేత వైగుదం తతః పయుస్తతో మిత్ర ఉత్సర్గ ఉభయాశ్రయః ఉత్సృక్షః డిజైరింగ్ టు ఇవాక్యుయేట్ ధాతుమలం రిఫ్యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఈటబుల్స్ నిరభిద్యత బికేమ్ ఓపెన్ why certainly gudam the evacuating hole tataha thereafter payuhu the evacuating sense organ tataha thereafter mitraha the controlling demigod utsargaha the substance evacuated ubhaya both ashrayaha shelter translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki translation thereafter when he desired to evacuate the refuge of eatables the evacuating hole anus and the sensory organ thereof developed along with the controlling deity Mitra. The sensory organ and the evacuating substance are both under the shelter of the controlling deity. Purport. Even in the matter of evacuating stool, the refuse is controlled. So how can the living entity claim to be independent? ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ అండ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లేజర్ ఫర్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ లార్డ్ అండ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. So today's purport, it's just one line, but very thought-provoking and very powerful. Even in the matter of evacuating stool, the refuse is controlled. So how can the living entity claim to be independent? So we'll discuss today how we are not independent, how thinking of being independent is cause of suffering, how Krishna, the supreme independent, becomes dependent on the love of his devotees. And then since today is Veerabhadra Prabhu's appearance day, we'll read about that at the end. So we'll start with Srila Prabhupada's one morning walk conversation. It was on January 3, 1976 in Nellore. So this is not complete, but it's from the middle. Srila Prabhupada says, but everyone is thinking independently. There is another person, Keshav Lal Trivedi, he mentions. Yes, that is Maya. That is Maya, that which is not. Srila Prabhupada, they are making plans, theories, isms. What is the value of this? Keshav Lal Trivedi. Absolutely none. Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, everything is becoming failure. So preach this truth to the world that you are all rascals. Why you are thinking independently? Oh, why am I a rascal? Because you are thinking independently. That is the proof that you are a rascal. అంధాంతాంధే రూపనీయమానస్తేపిస్తపంత్రాత్ ఉరుధామ్ని బద్ధః భాగవతం 7.5.31 ఈశతంత్రాం ఉరుధామ్ని బద్ధః అండ్ దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ. కేశవలాల్ త్రివేది, బద్ధ వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ అండ్ స్టిల్ వీ ఆర్ థింకింగ్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, బద్ధ జీవ ఎవ్రీ మూమెంట్ హీఈస్ అండర్ ద స్ట్రిక్ట్ లాస్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్. Generally they think, they speak also, I think, do they not say, quotes, I think, quote, close, as if he is independently thinking. What you can think? Achyutananda Maharaj, why do they say that, quotes, I think, close, quote, in my opinion, quote, close. What is the value of your opinion? Harikesh. Well, I have a certain amount of experience, and with my intelligence and my mind and my scientific method, I can put all that together and come out with some practical solution which I can work on. Srila Prabhupada, that you cannot, because you are not independent. Urudamni baddha. If you are tied hands and legs with strong rope, how you can think of, quote, I shall become free in this way, I shall become free, quote close. But your hands and legs are tied up. So why do you think foolishly that you shall become free in this way? You shall become free this way. First of all, open this, the tightening knot. Then you plan, quote, I shall become, quote, close. But there is no such chance. So what is value of your thinking like that? Achyudananda. Well, relatively speaking, it's better to do Srila Prabhupada. That is another foolishness. Because you are so rascal, you do not know that, quote, I cannot move even an inch and I am making plan, quote, close. This is the proof that you are a rascal. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is, by the way, all Srila Prabhupada's words. So first thing, we have to understand we are not independent. But we see we can move, we can think, we can do whatever we want. So are we not independent? No. Yes. Because we are tightly bound by modes of nature. You know, the ropes, what Prabhupada is mentioning here. So, and in this verse particularly, a sane person can understand that even for responding nature's call, we are controlled by some deity called as Mitra. If that was not the case, then there won't have been doctors who has done specialization in, you know, bowel disorder. Right? Why they are there? Because there are some people who wish to respond to nature's call, but they cannot do that. So that is the proof that we are not independent. And thinking that we are independent and making plans to enjoy our senses is a cause of suffering. Prabhupada in another lecture he explains, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare patete maya tare jhapatiya dhare. That forgetting its real nature as spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna, what the jiva is doing? Bhoga vancha kare. He is trying to enjoy his senses independently. And then what happens? Pachete maya tare chapatiya dhare. So that means maya is standing just next. She immediately pounces on this fellow. And what she does? She puts her under the stringent laws of material nature. For a sane person, it's very easy to understand that though even in youth we have senses, still we cannot do what we want, and that is the case always. For example, if I want to eat nice gulab jam or rasgulla, I can just eat few. Even if there is unlimited supply, even if I have unlimited desire, after a certain point, my senses won't take it. Why? I am not independent. It's like in prison, a person may think, okay, I am going here, I am going there. You know? But if he is little sane, he'll understand, hey, but I cannot go beyond this wall. So same way, a sane jiva understands that I have so many desires, but I cannot fulfill them. So there is another challenge to this argument when people say that, okay, you know, I am not independent. He said, but, you know, as even in this conversation we saw, but they say, no, but I can figure it out. Yes, my senses are not in my control, but still, you know, we developed medical science. Even if your Mitra is controlling the evacuation, I can go to doctor and get some medicine and, you know, get it cleared. So I'm still figuring out, isn't so? Srila Prabhupada mentions that actually the small independence what you have, it's actually no independence. And he gives, you know, very beautiful examples, you know. Said, a cow or tied to a rope can graze only within the radius from the center of pole and where the cow, you know, the rope length is there. Cow can only move within that sphere. So yes, so there is a concept of free will. All of us, we are independent to do what we want within a limited sphere by using our free will. So to understand this concept, we'll have, we'll discuss 2-3 more examples. So we have to understand we have unlimited free will within limited framework. We have unlimited free will within limited framework. For example, I have power to speak. I can speak about Krishna. I can speak some gossip. But I may not be able to speak in the language the birds communicate. So my speech has limitation. Right? If I walk in, say, you know, some trail, and if there is a tree in between me, I may have to just take a turn and go around. But if elephant walks, and if a tree is hindering its path, if he wants, he can just uproot it. So elephant has that capacity. His senses has that capacity. My senses do not have. So we have free will, but it's in the limited framework. So like air, right? Air is in the sky. Air can move anywhere, but it cannot go beyond sky. It's mentioned, it's like upside bowl, empty bowl. Like sky is like that. So air can move in, but it cannot go out. So same way, a jivatma has this free will to act the way he wants, but that's also is limited, like that rope. And what is that rope? It's our past karma. That determines how much, you know, bodily strength, intelligence, influence I have in this life. And another thing which influences it is habits. A drunkard, when he sees alcohol, his free will, intelligence is just, you know, lost actually. He has to go and pick it up. Or a smoker, you know, when he sees a cigarette, right? So, though we have this free will, which is the only independence we have to think, that's also is limited. And even this free will, the reason this free will Krishna has given to us is because Krishna loves us. He wants us to independently love him. He doesn't want to force. And that's why this minute independence is given. So, the only independence we have is the independence to desire. And what desire we do, that will decide our, again, the limitations of, our movements, basically. Is another example, to give this. If I want to travel, I have a independence to choose. I want to go to New York or I want to go to Mayapur. Once I purchase ticket, my independence gets shrinked. If I go to Mayapur, yes, I cannot go to New York then. But even in that scope, I still have minute independence, minute free will. What? Either I can make a, I can preach to the person next to me and get a nice donation for temple. Or I can try to hijack plane and, you know, do something. So depending on my choice, again, my destiny will be different. So, we have to understand that when a jiva understands that we are dependent in each sphere of life, the natural question for him is, how can I get free? And there the Athato Brahma Jigyasa starts. That, okay, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. My nature is being servant of Krishna. And by performing devotional service, I can free myself from this bonding of material nature. Like Prabhupada many times says, it's like Durga, you know, is in charge of, you know, Durga, like prison. So we are in this prison. Somebody may be bound by a golden chain, heavenly planet. Somebody may be bound by an iron chain, like an earthly planet. And somebody may be in the dark dungeon. It's like, you know, hellish planets. But even in heavenly planets, we are still not completely independent. So, the only independent personality is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Right? Even in this chapter later, he mentions that, you know, all these demigods, they are under the control of the independent Lord Sri Krishna. The first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhigya Swarat. Right? So, Swarat means what? Independent. The supreme personality of Godhead is the only independent personality in this universe. But this personality, to whom all these in charges of different senses pray, there is a nice verse in 12th canto, chapter 13, first verse. Suta Vacha, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutastunvanti Divvaistavai Vede Sanga Padakramopanishadair Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyana Vasthita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyastam Navidusura Suragana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. Shri Suta Goswami says, unto that personality whom Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra and the Marut praise by chanting transcendental hymns and reciting the Vedas with all their corollaries, Pada Karmas and Upanishadas, to whom the chanters of the Sama Veda always sing, whom the perfected yogis see within their minds after fixing themselves in trance and absorbing themselves within him, and whose limit can never be found by any demigod or demon, unto that supreme personality of Godhead, I offer my humble obeisances. So all these in charges which are mentioned, you know, in this verses, many are mentioned in this, right? So they are praying to this supreme Lord, who is Swarat, independent. But this supreme Lord is dependent and crying for his mother's milk. This independent Lord is crying for his mother's milk. Mother Yashoda, when this Supreme Lord Krishna comes, he is crying for mother's milk. The whole, you know, Damodar Leela, the start itself is that. When Mother Yashoda puts Krishna while feeding aside to protect the milk, which was boiling, Krishna got upset. Why? He wanted her mother's unconditional attention. So that means the independent Lord became dependent on somebody's attention, right? Why? Because of their love and devotion. In Brahma Samhita also it says that, you know, the yogis cannot reach Krishna, but he is bound by Mother Yashoda. Why? Because of love and devotion, right? So, we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given such a practical way to practice this devotional service and understand these intricacies wherein first of all, understanding our insignificant nature, second, understanding the greatness of the Lord. And third, how to perform devotional service, and how this devotional service is so powerful that this great Lord comes under the love and care of a devotee. So, to summarize, we saw that none of us in this material world, we are independent. Everybody is bound by the ropes of material nature. The real cause of suffering is thinking that we are independent. The only minute independence we have is free will, what to choose. And depending on what we choose, we get our next, you know, destination fixed. And we saw that how the only independent personality, that is Sri Krishna, comes under the loving care, and he becomes dependent because of love and devotion of his devotees. So there are two beautiful prayers by Srila Bilvamangal Thakur. I'll read that. Andakadhirudham Shishugopagudham Stanam Dhyantam Kamalaikakantam Sambhodhayama Samudayashoda Govindadamodaramadhaveti. The one and only Lord of Lakshmi, as an inconspicuous little coward baby, was seated in the lap of Mother Yashoda, drinking her breast milk. Merged in bliss, she addressed him as Govinda, Damodara, and Madhava. So this is how the independent Lord comes in, becomes dependent to the love of his devotees. And then the second verse. Yashodaya gadhamulu khalena Gokantha pashena nibadhyamanam Rurodamandam navaneeta bhoji Govinda damodara madhaveti. Being firmly tied up to the grinding mortar with a cow's rope by Mother Yashoda, the plunderer of butter softly whimpered Govinda damodara madhava. So this beautiful prayer show how this independent Lord is dependent on love of devotees. So this is about this verse, and we'll quickly read about Sri Veerabhadra appearance day. So today, as Prabhuji mentioned in the morning, is appearance of Sri Veerabhadra, who is son of Lord Nityananda. So after Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they wandered their pastimes, the preaching was taken forward by Srila Veerabhadra. So we'll read something from, so here this is quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 11.8-12. Sri Veerachandra or Veerabhadra Prabhu appeared on the 9th day of the dark fortnight of the month of Kartik. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has given this description of him in CC 11.8-12. Quote, after Nityanand Prabhu, the greatest branch is Veerabhadra Gosani, who also has innumerable branches and sub-branches. It is not possible to describe them all. Although Veerabhadra Gosani was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he presented himself as a great devotee. And although the Supreme Godhead is transcendental to all Vedic injunctions, he strictly followed the Vedic rituals. He is the main pillar in the hall of devotional service erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew within himself that he acted as the Supreme Lord Vishnu, but externally he was prideless. It is by the mercy of Sri Veerabhadra Gosani that people all over the world now have the chance to chant the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Veerabhadra Gosani, so that by his mercy my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. Quote close. Sri Veerabhadra Gosami is son of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and disciple of Sri Janava Mata. His mother is Srimati Vasudha Devi. In the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is described that Sri Virachandra Prabhu is an incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, one of the expansions of Sri Sankarshan. He is thus not different from Lord Chaitanya himself. Once upon a time, Ishwari, Sri Janavi Mata, went to the house of one Jadunandan Acharya of Jamatpur near Rajbolhat, and by her mercy, he became a devotee. Jadunandan's wife was extremely devoted to her husband, and his two daughters, Srimati and Narayani, possessed bodily forms which excelled the limits of mortal beauty. By the desire of Ishwari, that very perfect Brahmana gave these two daughters in marriage to Prabhu Virachandra. This is in Bhakti Ratnakar 13. Sri Yadunandan Acharya, so we'll hear many Lord Chaitanya's associates' names now. Okay. Sri Yadunandan Acharya became the disciple of Virachandra Prabhu, and Srimati and Sri Narayani were given initiation in mantra by Sri Janava Mata. Virachandra Prabhu had a sister, Srimati Ganga Devi, who was none other than Mother Ganga herself. Her husband, Madhavacharya, was an incarnation of Raja Shantanu. Taking permission from his mother, Virachandra Prabhu set out on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. First he came to Saptagram and proceeded to the house of Sri Udarandatta Thakur, where he was met by Udarandatta's son, Srinivas Datta. Srinivas greeted him with respect and showed him all hospitality for 2 days that he stayed there. From there he went to Shantipur, where he was led to Advaita Bhavan in a kirtan procession by Advaita Acharya's son, Sri Krishna Mishra. Next he crossed the Ganges River and came to Gauridas Pandit's house in Ambika Kalana. Sri Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu respectfully greeted him and honored him as his guest. From here he came to Navadvip, to the house of Jagannath Mishra. So same Hriday Chaitanya later becomes actually Shyamanand Panditan. When the family members and associate of Mahaprabhu learned that he was the son of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they were highly pleased and showed him all courtesies. After spending 2 days there, he came to Shrikhanda, where he was greeted by very respectfully and affectionately by Sri Raghunandan and to Sri Kanai Thakur. He spent a few days there and then went to Srivas Acharya Prabhu's house in Jajigram, where Acharya Prabhu received his exalted guest by offering him the appropriate worship. A few days passed in the ecstasy of Sankirtan, and then Virachandra Prabhu came to Kantaknagar or Katwa. He remained there for 1 day and then proceeded to Budrigram. Katwa was the place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyasin. There he was received by Sri Govinda Kaviraj, who worshipped his lotus feet and offered him all hospitality. Sri Virachandra Prabhu was very pleased at his devotion and remained there for a couple of days. Thereafter, he made his auspicious arrival in Keturi. As soon as he received news of his arrival, Srila Narottam Das Thakur came out in great ecstasy to meet Sri Virachandra Prabhu. He led him into courtyard of temple of Sri Gauranga, where Sankirtan accompanied with ecstatic dancing commenced. A steady crowd of people thronged to get glimpse of Prabhu Virachandra. This is Bhakti Ratnakar 13. After spending a few days in Keturi in ecstatic Sankirtan, Virachandra Prabhu set off for Sri Vrindavan Dham. Along the way, many sinful and atheistic people were delivered by his influence. As news of his arrival reached Vrindavan, the Goswamis, namely Srila Jiva Goswami, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Ananta Acharya, Sri Haridas Pandit, Sri Krishnadas Brahmachari, Madan Gopal's Pujari, a disciple of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Madhu Pandit, Pujari of Sri Gopinath, Sri Bhavananda, Sri Kashishwara, as well as his disciples, Sri Govinda Goswami and Sri Yadavacharya, were all informed. The Goswamis, accompanied by many residents of Sri Vrindavan Dham, all came out to meet Prabhu Virachandra. Everyone was overwhelmed by his appearance in ecstatic love, and they all were humming like bumblebees in discussing his good qualities. Prabhu Veerachandra, in the company of these exalted souls, took darshan of Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govindaji, Sri Gopinath, the principal deities of Vrindavan. Bhakti Ratnakar 13. After receiving the consent of Sri Jiva Goswami and Sri Bhugarbha Goswami, Prabhu Veerachandra set out to wander in the 12 forests of Rajamandal, becoming completely overwhelmed by seeing the various places of Krishna's pastimes, like Sri Radhakund, Sri Shyamkund, Giri Govardhan. His display of ecstatic symptoms captivated the Brajavasis. After seeing the sights of Sri Vrijadham, Veerachandra Prabhu returned to Gaudadesh. All the divine qualities of his father, Sri Nityanand Prabhu, were fully present in him. Those who were fortunate enough to witness his ecstatic love praised his gauris far and wide. His birthplace is Kardaha, which now is rail station on Sialda Krishnanagar lane. The village where Nityanand Prabhu made his advent in the world, Ekachakra, is also named Veerachandrapur. Here the deity of Sri Bankim Rai was worshipped by Veerachandra Prabhu. Shila Veerachandra Prabhu ki ja. Any questions, comments? Yes, Maharaj. Mike.
What
is
your reply?
Yes, yeah, so just for the benefit of internet. Yes. Okay, okay.
You know, you'll lose it, just answer.
Okay. So, of course, Maharaj knows the answer, but I'll try to reply, you know. After telling whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yatha Ichchasi Tatha Kuru. So, yes, Krishna gives this knowledge. Krishna is the one who can even force us to desire. But he doesn't do that because Krishna doesn't want robots.
Krishna says he gives knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
Yes, so he gives knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness, but we misuse our small, minute independence and we get covered. So we are very close to Krishna, but only thing is that we have turned away. So that natural desire is always there to serve Krishna, but because we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, may it be out of curiosity, may it be out of envy or whatever, we are here, and then once we are in material world, we keep piling up. And more the dirt, more it is difficult to go to that original desire which Krishna, which is in our heart and which Krishna keeps repeating to us. And again, Vaishnava Aparad and other problems, you know, cover that more and more. So, yes, Krishna as a Paramatma is always guiding us from within, but he won't force us because he wants us to love. And that's why we misuse our desire and then we, you know, turn away from Krishna. So this is my small understanding. Yes, Prabhu, you want to add? Yes, he's following our lead, yeah. Yes, yeah. So, he's following our lead. So, if we just show a spark that I want to come toward Krishna, things starts falling. Said we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna arranges 1,000 steps. So, yeah, Krishna is just waiting for that. Maharaj, maybe you want to add something? Prabhuji has said, yeah, bro. Yes, Bhrugupati Prabhu said that yes, Krishna follows our lead. So, if we give Krishna lead that I want to be devotee,
flow of mercy will immediately come, and you know, we'll be with devotees. Yes, yes, Maharaj. Thank you. Thank you. To the point. Anything else? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Damodar ki jai.